Yeah, so the reconditioning process is still going to be the same. The last 2 weeks has sort of been crazy for me, obviously having to make the decision as quick as I could, get everything moved as well. So I wasn't spending a lot of time doing physical prep while I was still in Brisbane to get over here for quarantine. But the fact that I don't have to lose 2 weeks means that that reconditioning stage isn't going to take anywhere near as long. So very happy about that because the season's not that far away.
You still look quite puffed.
Oh, it's gas. Yeah. No, I feel like I was like running with like 100 kilos in my back. So I'm hoping like as days go by that start to lighten up a bit and the conditioning comes back. But the first day is always going to be brutal. So.
I'm sure you've been asked before, what's it like to take to the court with your teammate Bryce Cotton and
Crumshaw, guys? Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I've played with a few of these guys before for Boomers trips and stuff, which has been really good. But to just be at the club. I was folding up all my clothes and stuff yesterday from the gear that I got, and actually to see a Wildcats jersey was pretty special. You know, obviously there's a lot of history here, and something I've respected a lot since I've been playing here. So to be a part of it and be wanted here, I think is really amazing. So very grateful to be here. I'm really excited for it.
Do you feel a bit of pressure to come to the success of the franchise?
Yes, I also haven't been a part of it, but I do feel. I mean, each year, right? So in 30-something years that they made it in a row with the playoffs, so I don't want to be the guy that comes in and then be on the team that doesn't make it, obviously, a new coach, and there's a whole bunch of new things. So I do feel a bit of pressure there, but what I am like eased by is that the culture here has been so strong. So there's been obviously transitions and changes throughout these last 30 years, and they've been able to navigate through that really well. So I'm looking forward to learning off that and seeing how the playing group sort of goes through adversity like that. So no, I'm excited for it. A little bit of pressure for sure. We've got a lot of support though, so that helps, but really excited. Yeah, so I'm personally still cool with Greg Vanderjagt, who's an assistant coach with the Brisbane Bullets. So me and he were just working out. So he was very nice. And this is obviously before I signed the Wildcats. So we're looking to go to Europe. So there wasn't a conflict of interest at that stage. So once I signed the dotted line, obviously, I said, look, mate, we're probably going to have to start working together. But it was good. It was good to work with him. The Bulls did offer me to come in, but obviously just timing didn't work out in terms of coming into practice with him and stuff like that. So I have been on the court. So I haven't just been sitting on the couch for the last few months. But it's just, yeah, like I said, it's just getting back fit. Won't take too long. It'll be okay.
How exciting for them to actually do some genuine scrimmaging and have lots of people on the court as opposed to one bloke?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I barely slept last night. I was that excited. So just be able to actually be around the court and stuff like that. I'm less excited now after how my legs feel and stuff like that. But it's been awesome. So yeah, to actually be around a basketball team, I feel like I'm already sort of a part of it because I know so many guys and everyone's been so welcoming. So it's been a really easy fit for me. I'm looking forward to actually being able to throw myself into it a lot more.
And then the final piece of the puzzle, sorry, the coach finally making his journey over to Perth. How exciting is that for the team? And what have your conversations been like so far with the Zoom calls and stuff like that?
Yeah, it'd be nice to actually meet the coach face-to-face at some stage, so that'd be cool. Be nice to not see him just on the screen, but I didn't know who he was or anything before that, but talking to him has been really, really welcoming. He knows a bit about me, which is good, so he understands my game and stuff like that, so I think that's helped. But just everything so far has been super smooth and very nice, like very open. He's up for texting and talking about anything, any stage and stuff like that, so it's been really good. So that's also going to be a really nice addition, obviously, having a head coach at some stage, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Just to feel valued, you know. And I obviously understand there's a part of it that's a salesman side of it. They're trying to get what they want, so I get that. But it did feel genuine. So you can usually tell. I've been through the recruiting process a bunch in my career, so you can tell when they're just sort of saying things that you want to hear. But they've been very honest, which I liked, and they're very genuine in their approach when they're reaching out. So to have pretty much everyone from that Zoom call, I had six different people, everyone reach out over the coming days, and then players and stuff as well. And you can tell it wasn't orchestrated, it was genuine. I really appreciated that. So.
Yeah.
No, he missed that one, so we'll have to have a talk to him about that. That's not good enough. So, but he's been pretty good so far. So I'm sure when Monday, I guess, he'll be in quarantine, so he'll have nothing but time, and I'm sure he'll be pretty excited to jump on the Zoom call. And
we spoke about that, that'd be so close to coming. Group must be looking forward to actually having a coach.
I mean, it's only my first day. It seems like Mike's been doing a pretty good job, obviously. So But yes, I will feel more complete. Like it's, I mean, I've only just got in and starting to feel a bit more. You can see obviously more and more of the team coming in. We got Michael coming in as well. So it'll be really good when we have all the pieces together. I think we'll all meet up at the Blitz and see what we can do from there.